Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through a Friday afternoon and into your Friday evening. Coming up a little bit later on the night, we've got more Cleveland Indians baseball coming your way. The Tribe, red hot right now, and we're going to talk Tribe with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Our conversations weekly with Rosie are brought to you by Erie Burger Company and the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. You can get one of their many fantastic sandwiches, including a burger made with local grass-fed beef. Don't forget about their fries as well. That's Erie Burger Company. Rosie, thank you as always for the time, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bull. How you doing?
So far, so good. Just enjoying this winning streak for the Indians. And boy, let's start with last night, my friend. I thought I had a wild game to call last night. I had an 11-inning, four-hour affair, and I thought, boy, this is something else. And then I looked over and saw the game that you were calling last night and said, boy, my game pales in comparison to the one Rosie's calling right now. Well, what a wild ride last night for the Tribe as they were able to take care of business 9-8 over the Twins. But, boy, what an adventurous game for you last night.
Yeah, it looked like an easy one for the Indians and an easy win in his major league debut for Shane Bieber as he was sailing along and the Indians got him plenty of runs. But, boy, the bullpen, it let them down again. And then it turned into just a knockdown, drag out, and Frankie Lindor wins it with an eighth-inning home run. So they come away with a win, and I guess that's just how it will be for a little while they're really trying to work through some issues in the pen, because this has been commonplace, really, the last several weeks, these types of games. They've lost quite a few of them, but they've also started to come out on top in some of them, and that's the bottom line. As long as you're winning ball games, it's okay, but they acknowledge that there's an issue there where they just can't seem to have an easy game. And last night really should have been.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They were up 8-0 at one point. Everything looked great. And you had referred to it earlier, Shane Bieber making his major league debut last night. Well, what were your general thoughts on his performance yesterday?
I thought he was excellent. Came out and threw strikes as advertised. He's a strike-throwing machine and didn't seem overwhelmed by the moment, and then he said after the game that he really tried to calm his nerves during the day, and whether it was players at Columbus who had been in the major leagues before or players here or Terry Francona, the common theme was, hey, make sure you enjoy your first day in the major leagues and your first appearance in the major leagues. It only happens once. So, you know, don't be so caught up in everything that's going on that you don't enjoy and take it in. And he said he was able to do that to some extent, and maybe that helped him because he really did look relaxed. Gave a lot of credit to Yan Gomes for guiding him through and then just calling pitches, and he followed Gomes throughout the game, figuring that he knew the Twins as well as anybody. So a real mature approach, and we have not seen the last of Shane Bieber, that's for sure. It'll be real interesting now to see when he comes back, because everyone was very impressed.
I want to stay on that for just a moment, because that's something I think that's really picked up steam, especially the last week or so. How much more do you think we're going to see, not only of Shane Bieber, but also Adam Plutko as well? Because that's another guy that has stepped up, and he's filled in where needed. And I think as we get further along in the season, you will start to hear more people say that more needs to be done in order to preserve the stars of that rotation. And you like to think that's all part of that process, right? Having these guys come in and fill in the gaps and make starts so that every now and again, when a guy like Trevor Bauer needs an extra day between starts after throwing 127 his last time out, or if Corey Kluber needs an extra day for whatever reason, do you think we'll see these guys a lot more throughout the rest of the year?
Absolutely, and the way it stands now, there's a couple of off days next week, so they don't need a fifth starter, and that's why Bieber goes back. That's why Plutko went back earlier in the week after he pitched. They want to keep them lengthened out, and so that when there is a need, that they're ready to go. But you're right, I think it'll be real interesting to see how the Indians handle it in terms of making sure that their starting staff does not wear down. And it's nice to know that you have two pitchers who have shown well in the major leagues, and they certainly have good confidence in both. And I think there'll be, I don't know if a major part would be the way to say it, but they'll be a part of things, especially in the second half, I think.
Rosie, we talked about the pitching, and you alluded to the fact the bullpen is obviously having their struggles. Anyone who watched last night's game clearly understands that. This month of June shapes up to be a pretty good one for the Indians, though, it looks like on the schedule. They've got Minnesota, they've got Detroit, Chicago a couple times. So this is their opportunity, it appears, to kind of pull away in this division and build themselves some ground before they can maybe go and find somebody for that bullpen. Is that kind of how it's being perceived?
Well, not in the clubhouse, because they don't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. I know we can look at it that way and say, you know, the White Sox are awful. The Twins are struggling. But I think we saw last night the Twins can be a really dangerous club. You can make a case they probably should have won that game last night. But, you know, the Royals are struggling. The Tigers are probably playing better than a lot of people thought. But Terry Francona, you cannot look at ahead at the schedule and say, well, these teams are coming up, so we're going to open up some room. Because once you do that, you forget to just play the game in front of you that day. And if you start doing that, that's where you get in trouble. So we can look at it that way, but they clearly do not. They're just playing it game to game. And if they get to the end of June and they have a bigger lead than they have today, then that means they did take care of business. And maybe it was because of who they were playing. And that's certainly fair to say.
And I know beginning of the season we talked a little bit about the offense, but that seems to be running really well last night. And a victory like the one last night after giving up an 8-run lead, it seems like the offense is going to keep this team in a lot of games and obviously looks good for a team that wants to go deep into the postseason if they can get those parts they need down the road.
Well, that's amazing. 52 runs now in the 6-game winning streak, and they ended May scoring more runs than any team in baseball. So, yeah, it's clicking, and it really seemed to coincide with the move by Terry Francona with his lineup to put it at the top with Lindor, then Brantley, and then Ramirez. And now everything's starting to fall into place behind that because Edwin Encarnacion is swinging it well. Yonder Alonso is swinging the bat well. They're getting a nice contribution from Greg Allen and occasionally from others. So it's really looking good, and it is a good lineup, and it allowed them to win last night when they give up 8 runs. So that's encouraging, and you know, I think it's really exciting to think, you know, how long can they continue along this path? They'll hit some stretches where it won't be as easy, but certainly I think we see the potential. And when you think about it, you know, sometimes you get hot for a week or a 3-day stretch or a series. But they've been hot for a month, yeah. And that's pretty impressive. So that's exciting.
Again, we're talking Tribe with Jim Rosenhaus. Our conversations with Rosie are brought to you by Erie Burger Company. Rosie, I want to stick with that offensive theme here for another minute because, you know, you talked about how they had scored more runs than any other team in baseball in the month of May. The month of May was a very special one for the left side of that infield, both in the field and at the plate. Jose Ramirez is just absolutely killing it. Frankie Lindor's presence felt at the top of the order time and time again. He had the eventual game-winning home run last night after the Tribe had surrendered that 8-run lead. If you're to put this into perspective and break this down, how special was that month of May for both of those guys, especially when you consider how the season started for both of those guys at the dish?
Well, you know, when you look back, and there was a note that came through late last night, with the home runs by Lindor, both Ramirez and Lindor, each hit 10 home runs in the month of May. And that's only happened 2 other times in Indians franchise history where 2 hitters had each hit at least 10 home runs in 1 month. So, I mean, you look back, it's more than 100 years. And it's only happened 3 times now. So what they're doing is really special. And can it continue? Who knows? But, you know, it's not just the amount. I mean, obviously, that's great. But look at when some of these home runs are coming. And specifically last night, Lindor, after it just looked like it was falling apart in a hurry, the Twins had come back and they had tied the game. And, you know, who knew when they were going to take the lead? It just seemed like a certainty. And the very next inning after the Twins had tied it, one out in, Lindor hits a home run. And that just, you could feel the air go out of Target Field after that happened. Mm-hmm. And they just couldn't recover, and that's just the mark of a great player, and I think that's fair to say that Lindor is, and Ramirez is right there with him, so that's special.
And I think there's a lot to be said for that. The timing of those home runs, because you're right, it's as if those home runs certainly lift everyone else. You know, earlier in the interview, we had alluded to the fact that the bullpen's kind of been a bit of a problem this year. But listening to your call last night as I was driving home, I tuned in the bottom of the ninth, and I had heard when they got Sano out. And you just talked about how you could certainly feel the air come out of Target Field after Lindor hit that home run. And, boy, you could sense that listening to the broadcast last night that Cody Allen was into the ninth inning, and he was pitching with all kinds of confidence. It was almost as if when Lindor hit that home run, not only did the Indians know, but the Twins also knew there was no coming back.
Yeah, and Allen was really good last night. He retired all four hitters he faced, and you could just see in the ninth inning, you know when a pitcher's going well, when they have a real good rhythm. And Logan Morrison, who turned out to be the last hitter of the game, he had to step out a couple of times because Allen was ready to go. He had so much confidence. He was working so quickly that Morrison was like, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, slow down. And that's a great sign. So, yeah, and that's what, you know, if they can square away some things with the rest of the pen, Cody Allen's having a phenomenal year, and he's been asked more than any closer in baseball this season. He's shouldered a bigger burden. The amount of times he's come on in the eighth inning and not the ninth is remarkable, and he's done tremendous work in that area. So if they can get the rest of it going, and had a good chat with Andrew Miller yesterday, he sounded about as confident and optimistic, I think, as you can be, that when he comes back, he'll be good and be able to overcome the knee issue that has set him back a little bit. And he was out there throwing on flat ground yesterday, had a good session with that. And so maybe it does come together bit by bit. They hadn't had a good stretch this week until last night again with the hiccup, but maybe it's just, you know, that one rough outing, and they get back to doing what they were doing earlier in the week.
Well, it's obviously important to get Miller back in there, not only because of what we all know he can do, but, you know, to get back to taking the pressure off of some of these guys that are going to be pitching in the rotation by bringing up guys like Plutko and Bieber. It's also equally as important to preserve that right arm of Cody Allen. You mentioned, Rosie, what a great season he's having so far. You can't expect him to come on in the eighth inning and have to go multiple innings and make these saves and still be fresh and ready to rock and roll and be 100% effective come postseason also. So I think because of that, there's extra emphasis on other guys to step up to make sure he's ready to rock and roll come October. But at the same time, I think that says a lot about the Indians needing the presence of Andrew Miller back in that bullpen too, no?
Oh, absolutely. Look at last night. Bieber started to run into some troubles in the sixth inning, and Dan Otero came on and got out of it, and then he went back out to start the seventh and started to struggle. And if Miller's here, Miller comes on in that seventh inning, maybe not to start the inning, but he bails out Otero, maybe works the eighth, and the Indians, it's locked up, it's done. They end up using four relievers in the seventh inning, and it's all hands on deck and that type of thing. It's not working right now. But again, you know, there's some signs. Evan Marshall has been pretty good, and he's getting more meaningful situations. So, you know, I guess baby steps and piece by piece, you try and, you know, keep it together and see what happens. So hopefully Miller's back soon. We're not sure. There's no timetable. But certainly yesterday, he sounded encouraged.
Well, Rosie, we'll cut you loose on this. You're in Minnesota the next couple of days before the Tribe hosts the Minnesota Twins they host the Milwaukee Brewers for a brief two-game series at Progressive Field next week. What are we looking for the rest of this series? I know that, you know, we've talked about how an opportunity is on the horizon for the Tribe here to really take care of business within the division. The Twins, we all kind of thought, because of the moves they made in the offseason, that they might be the ones giving the Indians some problems, but they've really had a rough go of it. You know, what's been their deal, and what should we be looking for these final 2 days of the series?
Well, they're struggling, no doubt about it. They're missing some key players. Joe Mauer's out with a concussion issue. Byron Buxton's out with a toe. Others haven't played well. But I thought Terry Francona hit the nail on the head last night. He said, look, they're struggling, and we need to take advantage of that. because at some point they're going to get it going and get hot. And the idea is you take advantage of a team when they're struggling and put some distance between them and the Indians. And again, it goes back. You do that day by day. You don't look at it over the long term. But he does recognize that it's a good team that's not playing well right now. And they're trying to take advantage of that here this weekend. They don't want the Twins to get hot against the Indians over the weekend.
No question about that. Well, as you mentioned, you got to strike while the iron is hot, and sometimes you got to take advantage of a team when they are down, no doubt about it. Rosie, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we'll do it again next week.
You got it, Matt. Thanks. Or Bull and Matt, thank you.
You addressed us both.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We both answered to the same call. It's all good. Thank you, Rosie. Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Rosie's appearances weekly are brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will come back right after this on AM 930 WEOL.